What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about how narcissists can sense it when you are pulling away from them. And how would they react when they do sense that? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. And welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back, folks. Yes, did you know that a narcissist has a sixth sense? Like the movie, like, I see empaths pulling away and I can sense it. You know, they don't see dead people. They see a dead, you know, I see a dead relationship. They see a dead relationship. They can sense it. They absolutely can sense it when you are pulling away from them. They can sense it when you are taking a step back from the relationship dynamic. They absolutely can, y'all. And like, and it's crazy because they're intuitive enough to sense it means that a lot of times that they're doing it on purpose. They know that you're pulling away because they haven't been giving you what you want and need. They haven't been treating you correctly. Like, I'm a real life example of this happening in real, like literally, y'all, in real life. An example of that happened in my real life, like when my wife had left me right before the pandemic started, like pretty much in 2020, like right pretty much when they gave a stay at home order, she disobeyed the order. You know, when the government says stay at home, Roy Cooper says stay at home in North Carolina, he says stay at home order. She did not stay at home. She did not obey the order. She left. Yeah. She packed her stuff up and dipped out. And I'm glad she did. She needed to leave. Y'all. She wasn't being treated correctly, so she needed to leave. Let's be real. Let's keep it hot. I keep it hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza, don't I? So she absolutely needed to leave because she wasn't getting treated like she deserved to be treated. So shout out to her for leaving, having the power and leaving. But before she left, I could sense that she was unhappy. Her energy, her body language, it was just like, and I knew it. I was like, damn, I'm just doing wrong. I just knew I was doing it wrong. I knew I was treating her wrong. I was just like, I wasn't cheating or anything like that. I was just emotionally disconnected from her. Like, we were pretty much like roommates who were co-parented roommates. Roommates that just happened to clap cheeks a couple of times and get a baby out of it. It was just sharing a kid, you know, living to keep the family together, living together so the family dynamic can seem healthy. You know, so my son could grow up in a healthy household, right? Have the appearance of a healthy household because it was not a healthy household, you know, and I was the catalyst for it not being a healthy household. But I could sense when she was unhappy. She'd be in the kitchen, like, washing dishes or something, and I would come up behind her, and I just, like, I could feel it. And I knew it. Something in my body, I knew. I was like, give your wife a hug. Hug her right now. She needs it. She needs it. You know that she needs this hug. And I would be ready to hug her, but then something else, kind of like the little angel and the devil sitting on your shoulders, the little narcissistic angel would say, hug your wife. Hug her. But then the narcissistic devil would say, no, you don't need to hug her. You know, we've hugged enough. We've been together for, you know, we've been together for 8.5 years at that time. We've been together for 8 years. So you've been together for 8 years. She doesn't need a hug. She needs to get her act together. If anything, it's on her. It's her fault. She should hug you. You need to be hugged. What about you? What about your feelings? That's what's going on in my mind. So I could sense it that she was unhappy. And I just left. I remember the last time I could sense that she was unhappy and I should have hugged her, and I came back and she was gone. Pardon the interruption. Just wanted to make sure that you are subscribed to the channel. If you haven't, hit that subscribe button right now and make sure to turn on notifications so you don't miss any uploads. Helps me reach more people. Now back to the video. She had packed her stuff up and dipped out before I got back home. I was like, damn. And I wasn't, yeah, was I upset? Yeah, I was upset. But I only had me to be upset with. You know, of course, I tried to blame her. But like, at the end of the day, it was my fault. It was. But I could sense it that she was unhappy. It wasn't just that one moment. It was plenty of moments. But I knew I should have hugged her. When I knew I should have kissed her. When I knew I should have told her that I loved her. But something in me just wouldn't let me do it. So I knew that she was unhappy, but something in me wouldn't let me do it. Like, the narcissistic person in your life maybe can sense that you're unhappy, but there's something in them that won't let them just be make you happy. They won't let them change their behaviors. They won't let them treat you better. That's why I tell people that therapy is the, like, y'all, just for me, being realistic, therapy is the end-all, be-all for trying to get help and to change your behaviors. That's just the way it goes. For me, I tell people, like, this is the only way it goes. This is the only way it gets better, if they actually commit to going to therapy and working on themselves and trying to be better. That's the way, only way that it gets better right there. That's the only way that it works for them, is for that to happen right there, for them to actually put the work in, the time, effort, and energy in to get better, to treat you better. And they have to be able to work on themselves. And I know I tell people, people don't want to, but yeah, people necessarily don't want to hear me say that. But like I said, it's the really the only way for them to get better is to actually work on themselves. The only way for your relationship to get better is for them to work on them, want to work on themselves. They have to work on themselves. They have, y'all, they have to. They have to. There's no ends or buts about it. They have to want to work on themselves. They have to be able to put the work in. They absolutely have to. But again, at the end of the day, people don't want to hear that. But as I tell people, you have to be happy. You have to be healthy. Because they can sense it, y'all. They contributed to it. But the crazy thing about it is, inside the mind of a narcissist, when they can sense that you're unhappy, like I told you earlier, they will blame your unhappiness on you. I'm unhappy too. What about me? And this is conversations that we are having inside of our own heads. Not with you. Sometimes they'll have the conversation with you out loud. It'll be an audible conversation. But most times it's happening inside of our heads. We're having this conversation with ourselves. Hug your wife. Kiss your husband. Hug your husband. Whatever it is. And then they just don't do it. They don't take the action. And one of the reasons behind it, like I said, another reason behind it, because they already feel like they've done enough. They feel like they put enough work in. Why do I still have to work? I got you. We've been married for X amount of years. Why do I still have to put the work in now if we've been married for so long? What sense does that make for me to still have to work hard right now when we've been together for this long? Explain that to me. You know, and the, I know it sounds ignorant. I know it does. This is me telling you, opening my mouth, telling you that it sounds ignorant. But they can sense it, y'all. And like I said, they can sense when you're unhappy. And some of them will absolutely leave you alone. They don't care. They'll let you stew in your unhappiness because they make it about them and they blame you. But there are some narcissists out there, right? They will sense that you're unhappy and try to love bomb you. They'll try to love bomb you. They'll try to keep right when you're on the cusp of leaving. They start to try to love bomb you to keep you there. They start to try to suck you back into the relationship to keep you there. They'll do just enough. This is where the intermittent reinforcement or the breadcrumbing comes into play. They will do enough to try to keep you there with them because it makes them feel good about themselves. They do just enough. They'll give you that hug. They'll slap you on the cheeks. They'll clap the cheeks even. You know, they'll put the cheeks on you. Just for a little while. Just to hold you over. When you're on the verge of leaving, it's kind of like you're on the verge of dying of thirst. They give you a little bit of water. They'll give you that. Look, you see right there? They'll give you that much drink right there. You're thirsty. Though. If you're thirsty for it, it works. Like, I'm dying of thirst. And they'll be like, open up. I'm alive again for a little while. Can I have some more? No, not right now. You had enough. They'll give you enough just to keep you there. Just to calm you down. Again, and this is going to sound rude, just to shut you up, especially if you've been complaining about when your unhappiness. Because sometimes like it's a sixth sense. Other times it's because you told them. Like sometimes they'll complain about it. It'd be the sixth sense. It'd be them predicting it and their intuition kicks in. But a lot of times it's just them knowing that they've been treating you badly. And they're like, damn, well, because you said it out loud. You voiced your you voiced your displeasure. They heard you. They probably argued with you about it, blamed you, made a big fuss about it, gave you the silent treatment, raised out on you. You know what I mean? Threatened to leave, threatened to break up with you. Maybe they did break up with you. And then they came back and they reconciled with you. But then they just let this issue fester. Just because y'all reconcile doesn't mean that things will get better. Doesn't mean that they will take accountability for the things that they said and the things that they've done. It doesn't mean it at all. All that means is y'all reconciled. Y'all back together. The relationship is, I guess, back on track. But on track is bumpy. Y'all back on track, but it's bumpy. Like when did the track get so damn bumpy? Like, boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean? That happens so much. It does. And I know a lot of y'all have experiences. Like right when you're on the cusp of leaving, right when you got to the point where you've had enough, you're done not being shown the love that you feel like you deserve to show, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere, here they come to love bomb you. here they come to flip the script on you. Here they come to say that they say that they don't just clap the cheeks and do it. They'll give you a ring. They'll propose to you. They'll, like I said, offer you to, they'll take you out to dinner. They'll get you a gift, whatever it is. They'll do something just enough to keep you there. They'll say the words you've been listening to, you've been dying to hear. Hey, I love you. Hey, I'm going to the store. I love you. Just let's let you know. I love you and I appreciate you so much. And because you've been dying to hear those words, you stay. Because maybe they do care about me. Maybe I was wrong about everything. You start questioning yourself because they told you that they loved you. They haven't shown you. They haven't done anything for you recently, but they said the words that you were waiting to hear. They told you what you wanted to hear, because that's how sometimes they will react when they sense that you're unhappy. They will tell you everything that you've been wanting to hear. That's how it goes. That really is how it goes. So I tell people, they can sense it when you're unhappy, but it doesn't mean that they will take any action. Some of them will take action. Like I just said, some of them will absolutely take action to try to keep you there, to try to keep you happy, to try to make you happy so you don't leave them. But there are a lot of other ones who don't give a damn. They're like, well, you're unhappy? Deal with it. Bye. I'm unhappy. Everybody's unhappy. Nobody's relationship is perfect. Our relationship definitely isn't perfect. Blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. But so many people understand where I'm coming from when I say that they will do just enough to keep you there, to keep you off balance, to keep you on balance sometimes. It really just depends on the narcissist that you're dealing with. You know, because some of them, at the end of the day, some of them do not give a damn. But there's others that will turn on just enough to keep you there. And then if you do happen to leave, which some of them, like I said, some of them can sense that you're unhappy, and that's the goal. The goal is your unhappiness. The goal is to make you want to leave them. This is where the reverse discard comes into play. The goal is to make you leave. So when you do leave, that's what they want. They're treating you badly. They can sense that you're unhappy, so their plan is working. And you do leave, so their plan is complete. And this is not me telling you. This is not me telling you to not leave. Well, Lee told me not to leave because it's the reverse discard. No, if you want to leave, leave. Just be prepared, because they have a plan of action. They already have a plan in mind. They already have a plan to find somebody else, to be with somebody else, or they have a new supply already set up. That's the plan. They already have a new supply set up, and they needed you out of the picture, so they do just enough to get you to leave. They start treating you just bad enough to get you to leave the relationship. They do just enough horrible behaviors just to get you out the door. They sense that you're unhappy. You are unhappy. You decide to leave, and then they find somebody else really quickly. You'd be like, what happened? They wanted you to leave. So sometimes they can sense the unhappiness in you because that's part of the plan. The plan of action. They can sense the unhappiness, so they're just like, you know what? This is what I really want. This is kind of what I want. I want you to be unhappy. I don't want you, you know, I want you to be unhappy so you will leave me. But again, I will end it with this right here, y'all. Just because that's the plan and you do leave, and this is what happens sometimes when they do reverse discard you and they treat you badly and they can sense that you're unhappy and you do leave, they still might flip the script and not really want you to leave and try to suck you back into a relationship. That's how confusing it can get. It sounds confusing as hell, doesn't it? They reverse discard you because they want you to leave, but then you do leave and then they want you back. I know how confusing it can be, y'all. I know it's confusing. I know it's confusing as hell. I really, really do. But thank y'all for tuning into this episode, y'all. Be safe. Join the support groups if you want to. Like I said, I got a lot of the support groups are getting bigger. We're having more and more people sharing their stories inside of the support groups. My course, Understanding the 7 Stages of a Narcissistic Relationship, is helping out a lot of people as well. I'm super thankful for every one of y'all. Make sure you like and subscribe to the channel. And of course, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. I am extremely grateful for you. Have no idea. If you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Helps reach more people. And click on the screen to watch another video or to browse through another playlist. There's also a link on the screen to check out my courses and my support groups to help you heal and understand what you've been through. Thank you so much again. I will see you in the next video. Peace.